You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Hi, I'm Joe Heath.
I'm Tony Heath.
And this is the Watchathon of Wrestleon.
Correct.
You gotta come up with some new bits.
I forget.
This is a finale.
Literally,
come on.
Every time we start recording a podcast, we do the introduction bit, and then you look at me.
Yeah.
And then I am like, oh, fuck, what? Why is he looking at me? Do I need to say something?
Yeah, you gotta give it a little, you know, something a little right at the top. Give it something new. So it's not the same every time.
It's like that nightmare.
Where you are stuck in a bowl of mayonnaise?
It's exactly like that. The same one I have every night.
I know. I'm there. You ready to start this?
Yeah.
Starting with a weird energy. All right. Today, we're going to be talking about the 12th and 13th and also final episodes of the first series of Doctor Who, Bad Wolf, and The Parting of the Ways.
The Parting of the Ways.
Yes. Which aired June 11th, 2005 to June 18th, 2005.
True facts!
Much like Curse of the Shalka or Curse of the... No, not that.
Curse
of the Fatal Death. Yeah, or is it just Curse of Fatal Death?
I don't know.
See, I don't remember.
That's the point, isn't it?
Yeah, so I thought this was The Parting of Ways, but it's The Parting of the Ways.
The Parting of the Ways.
It's bad.
And I'll tell you why it's bad.
What?
That episode should be called Bad Wolf.
Both of these episodes were almost called The Parting of the Ways. Part 1 and Part 2.
No, the very last episode should be called Bad Wolf, and the first episode should be called The Long Game, and it infuriates me that it isn't.
Well, you just mentioned my alt titles for these episodes, which are literally The Long Game for the first episode and Bad Wolf for the second episode.
I will never in my life remember that the episode where they're in multiple game shows isn't called The Long Game.
It's called Bad Wolf.
I'll never remember.
I have something to say about that when we get into it. But
you have something to say about that?
About the game shows, yeah.
All right. All I'm saying.
Oh, by the way, this episode was almost called Game Show World.
How close to almost? How far into the process before somebody was like, "We've got to come up with something else."
I think it was just the temp title, like just based on the idea. I don't think it was
That's fair.
I don't think it was when it was the finale. You know what I mean?
That's definitely a draft one idea.
It for sure is. So, do you want me to read my summary?
No.
Okay. Do you want to just bullshit some more?
No, but
you are the anti-improver. We should take improv classes and see how it helps the podcast.
Ooh, that sounds terrible for me. It probably would help the podcast.
Yeah. And?
And I would be bad at it.
You don't know. If you had a good teacher, I know a guy. I know a guy who teaches improv. I know two guys who teach improv.
Okay, but
we should do it as a bonus episode.
Oh, the stretch goal for that is $1 million.
Astronomical. $1 million?
$1 million, maybe $2 million. $2 million, and then we will do an improv podcast where I learn improv.
Well, how much is an improv class per month? That's the amount we need to make.
No, it's the amount that it would take to make me do it, which is $2 million.
A month?
Yeah. Every All right. single month.
All right, get those pledges in. Patreon.com/watchathon. 2 million, and Tony will have to legally take improv classes, and we'll record a podcast about it. Oh. How great would it be if some eccentric billionaire is listening to this episode and is like, I'll show them.
I mean, great. Then I have $2 million every month.
Well, or until you stop taking the classes.
Until I stop taking the classes.
We will stop taking the classes if they cancel their monthly
pledge. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Can I throw in, if we do hit $2 million a month, how much extra would it be to have you do Torchwood and Sarah Jane? Or would that be, could that be included in the $2
million? It's a little bit more than $2 million, but not much more. I mean, how much? I don't know how much time I'm going to be spending in improv classes. It's really a scheduling issue.
Okay, it's a scheduling issue. Yeah. At $2 million a month, you could have so much free time. You could quit your job.
Yeah,
we could quit our jobs.
The scheduling would conflict with my beach time.
Okay. Can I do the summary
now?
Would
you like to do the podcast?
Yeah. We've been bullshitting for, well, about 5 minutes. That's perfect. Okay. So here's my summary of this two-parter, which I already gave you my alternate titles for, but now I'm going to give you my serial title.
Do it.
The Oncoming Storm.
Ooh, that actually is a really good one. And that is the first time that this has dropped, isn't it?
In the show, yeah.
In the show?
Mm-hmm.
What's that mean?
I believe it's in a novel before this.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. Let me fact check myself.
Didn't write
real
that
quick.
Down. You researched it and then thought, yeah, that'll be fine, just safe in my brain.
Yeah, I probably should have put Doctor Who after that.
Joe just pulled up Google and searched The Oncoming Storm and nothing else.
Why is the doctor called The Oncoming Storm, as people also ask.
When you Google something, you're like, what was the first thing to call the doctor The Oncoming Storm? That's a full question. You don't just Google The Oncoming Storm and expect it to be the top search result.
Why not?
Especially not while we're actively recording a podcast. Now I have to fucking vamp while you scroll through Google results.
What's the name of the episode? The Parting of the Ways.
Oh my god.
Doctor Who. There's also a Harry Potter chapter.
You never had
to
finish a research paper at 3 o'clock in the morning, have you?
No.
It shows.
My computer's being really slow.
Oh my god, I'm gonna die here. I'm gonna die here. These will be my last moments.
Control F.
Oh my god.
I'm using a shortcut!
I can feel myself passing away.
Why is my computer being so slow? Oncoming storm. Next.
Oh my god.
Next.
That's it. Those are the only two references.
What? I read somewhere that he was called that in something else. I read it somewhere.
Where? He is just now, for the first time, Googling the full question. Anyway.
Can't find it.
I have no choice but to believe you fully manufactured this fact.
I mean, that's fair.
I have no choice but to believe this is fake news.
It could be fake news.
He's on a Reddit thread.
It was first introduced in the Eighth Doctor novel, Vampire Science.
Vampire Science?
Yeah.
That's just some guy on Reddit.
Well, I'm looking up Vampire Science. It's a novel by Jonathan Blum and Kate Orman, who I've heard is a really good Doctor Who writer.
Would you like to continue giving your synopsis of the episode or what?
Sure.
My guy.
Control F. Oncoming. No, it doesn't say it on the wiki. You think of...
So we have no choice but to trust this fool on Reddit.
I'm pretty sure I read it somewhere else, too. So let's continue with my summary. The Doctor, Rose, and Jack are transmatted into future versions of, at the time, current game shows. Big Brother, The Weakest Link, and What Not to Wear, respectively. The show,
all three game shows.
The shows are virtually the same as their, you know, at the time current version, except all the hosts are androids, and you are disintegrated if you lose. Actually, What Not to Wear isn't a game show, so you just get killed in that one for no reason. The Doctor and Jack escape their shows, but arrive too late to save Rose from being disintegrated. Turns out Rose wasn't disintegrated. She was transmatted onto a ship of the aliens actually running the shows. The Daleks. The Doctor flies to the Dalek ship and rescues Rose. They head back to the game station and prepare for a Dalek attack. The Doctor sneakily sends Rose back to Earth. The Daleks proceed to kill everyone on board, including Jack. The Doctor is about to kill all the Daleks, himself, and everyone in the way before giving up. Meanwhile, in the past, Rose, Mickey, and Jackie open up the TARDIS. Rose sees into the time vortex and becomes the Bad Wolf. She takes the TARDIS back to the game station and kills all the Daleks and brings just Jack back to life. The Doctor...
I've never thought about that before. She leaves all those other motherfuckers dead.
Not to mention, they completely fucked up the Earth. And that's fine, too. The Doctor removes the time vortex energy from her with a kiss, but this is too much for him, and he regenerates into David Tennant. For the first time. And that is...
And we begin to enter David Palooza.
So that's my summary of Bad Wolf and the Parting of the Ways, also known as The Oncoming Storm. So, thoughts?
I'm actually... This is the first time I've ever considered the fact that Jack is the only one that gets brought back, and I'm real messed up about it, if I'm being honest. I mean, like, huge swaths of the Earth are just dead.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't get resolved at all.
No. Everyone on the ship, on the station is dead. The Daleks, like, fucked up continents, right? We saw that. I was reading the review by Elizabeth Sandifer on TARDIS Hereditorum, and she's talking about the scene where he picks Coward, and how that's not actually a good thing, because... Really? The Daleks have pretty much killed everyone anyway.
To be fair, I mean, Rose does, like, atomically unravel them. It's not like they get off scot-free. They do all ultimately end up dying.
Yeah, and presumably she saved a few humans that are left on a completely fucked up planet.
Maybe she did bring everyone back on the planet. We just didn't see it.
So they're all immortal now?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know their business.
I feel like we're starting off talking about the ending, which is fine because I don't think it's a great ending. I didn't at the time and I still don't.
I do think it's the only... I mean, listen, it's RTD and so all the emotional beats make sense. And
do they?
Yeah.
Is it a good thing that he chose Coward? Here's the Doctor's two alternatives. The Doctor can kill the Daleks and a handful of people as well. And himself. Or he doesn't do it, and then the Daleks kill him and the humans, okay. And then continue on through the universe to kill more people.
No, I hear what you're saying, but...
This is a trolley situation, the trolley problem, but, like, in one track, the Daleks destroy everyone and get off and live. In the other version, everyone dies and the Daleks die.
Okay, right, but... Also, like, the Bad Wolf came and...
Yeah, the Doctor didn't know that was going to happen.
No, but ultimately, you're like, is it good that he didn't do it? And it's like, yeah, because more people lived than would have not lived if he had done it. Because Rose destroys all the Daleks, which means not everyone dies.
Yeah, they're just on a post-apocalyptic Earth where they're probably going to die anyway.
There are ultimately more survivors than there would have been.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, isn't that the whole thing of the trolley problem? You flip it to the track with just the one guy, right?
I guess.
That's the correct answer.
Oh, you solved the trolley problem?
I solved the trolley problem.
But like, okay, but like, again, resources are fucked. The planet is fucked. Literally, they changed, they were like crushing continents.
Yes, and...
This is where those classics would really help off. Again, that's patreon.com/watchathon.
I mean, a handful of humanity survives. And they probably get off that fucking planet and, you know.
Are traumatized for life.
Go to space.
All right. Sure.
And carry that generational trauma. It's fine.
Okay, so here's the thing. Honestly... When I watched it originally, I did enjoy the, like, coward or killer line.
I didn't question any of this the first time around.
Like, me either.
Not even the second time around.
But thinking it through, it's like, huh.
It's messed up.
Yeah. Because honestly, him choosing coward kind of makes him an even worse killer. Because he's leaving the Daleks to go kill other people.
But they don't.
I know they don't.
Because Rose comes back, which means...
If you take Rose out of the equation because she's not part of the equation...
All I'm saying is this is, like, best case scenario.
This is best case scenario.
What if he had killed everyone and then Rose comes back and it's like, We could, and then destroys the Daleks, and then it's like all those people died for no reason.
And the Doctor.
Like, that doesn't feel good either.
No, but it's better than letting the Daleks live and destroy the universe.
So you're all in on flipping the trolley switch.
You know me. Crank that fucker up to 11. I'm just saying. Anyway, let's talk about something else.
Okay. Let's talk about the stuff. I think we might be harping on the things that don't work.
I don't think Bad Wolf works, but...
I like Bad Wolf.
I don't.
I don't disagree.
I have multiple issues with it. One, it is very... Rose gets superpowers and saves the day. There's... Yeah. It's not...
And?
I mean, it doesn't... It's not... I don't know. It just feels kind of out of nowhere. Like...
What do you mean? They fully set it up in...
Fully set it up?
Fully set it up. When that Slovene turned into an egg. You were there.
Yeah, and then I was like, what the fuck is this? So anyway.
Sometimes there's just a god in the machine. Don't question it.
And I don't understand what the point of putting Bad Wolf everywhere is.
There's, okay, because there's a Bad Wolf in the past where Rose is, yeah. And there's a Bad Wolf in the future where the Doctor is. I think the Bad Wolf Corporation is the original Bad Wolf.
Okay.
That's like the actual first time that those words exist. And then Rose sees the Bad Wolf Corporation and is like, I'm the Bad Wolf. All the Bad Wolves are a message to herself that she's the Bad Wolf. I don't know why you're making a face like that doesn't make complete sense.
I don't know why it needed that complex of a solution. The story would have been the exact same if you took out every Bad Wolf mention, and she just looked into the time vortex and then went and killed everything.
Yeah, but then there wouldn't have been a Bad Wolf.
There doesn't need to be. It doesn't really accomplish anything.
What it accomplishes is a sense of continuity in a season that's mostly episodic. Does that help?
No. It just sounds like he's like, those are some cool words. I'm going to just throw them in there. And then, oh, fuck, I got to do something with it. And then it's just like, eh.
1,000%. What is your problem?
Also, what do those words mean? They don't mean anything.
It's the corporation's name. That's what I'm saying. I think the
corporation. But she's the Bad Wolf.
Yes.
She herself. She
creates herself. What part of it are you confused about?
I'm not confused. I just don't think it means anything.
She's the Bad Wolf. She creates herself.
I'm real worried about RTD coming back. I wasn't, and now I am.
Okay.
Every one of his episodes this season, I've kind of had an issue with.
Give me this, though. You have issues with it.
Well, I kind of like Rose. Rose was good.
Was it fun to watch?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it was fun to watch.
You know what he does in this episode? Well, actually, I don't credit him for it at all. It's probably the set designers. They set up the Daleks at the very beginning of the episode.
Do they?
Uh-huh.
How so?
The Doctor arrives in Big Brother, and there are, like, these, like, Andy Warhol-esque paintings of Dalek bumps on the walls.
Really?
Yeah. Why are the Daleks doing a game show?
What was the question?
Why are the Daleks doing game shows?
Because none of the people actually die. They get zapped to, like, the Dalek headquarters, and then they take the human beings and turn them into Daleks.
Oh, right.
That was, like, the plot.
Yeah, I forgot. Remember? Yeah, I remember it.
That's why they're, like, crazy and have religion now, because they're...
This is RTD, like, poking fun at the half-human doctor
that
thing,
one
isn't
line
it?
Absolutely was.
Yeah. What was the line?
I don't remember. There was some line about them being half-human, and there was something in the delivery that I was like, that is absolutely a reference.
Yeah. Big Brother is definitely a game show.
Yes. This is your real hang-up, isn't it?
I mean, a little. So Big Brother is definitely a game show. People get pulled into it, and they compete, and they get killed if they don't win, and then, like, the last person wins, right? That's a game. That's a game. And it's, like, popularity or whatever. Weakest Link is a game. It's trivia. You answer the questions right and whatever, and you get voted out, blah, blah, blah.
Thank you for explaining these game shows to me, yes.
What Not to Wear is not a game.
The interesting thing is that they were just going to cut off his head and replace it with a dog's head, and it's like, that doesn't get him zapped back to Dalek HQ to become a Dalek.
No. I don't think
What Not to Wear is part of it. I think they're just like that.
Right. Okay.
It just became fucked up on its own. And the Daleks were like,
all right, sure.
I'm not going to mess with that. Are you going to mess with that?
Again, it kind of feels like Jack was an afterthought.
Right.
And so, like, I'll fucking need a third show. What not to wear? RTD has specifically said that he kind of created Jack for this episode so that there could be someone running around with a gun.
Ah, that does track. There is something that I love about the gun in this.
That it's the fabricator?
And that, and it's so shitty. Like, it's huge. He shoots it once and he's like, well, now it's trash. Like, they spend so much time carrying around this giant ass gun. They shoot it one time and he's like, that's it. That's all it had. Like, it's so obnoxious and so useless. I adore it.
He gets another gun later. But
yeah.
With ballistic bullets or something like that. It's supposed to shoot through Dalek armor, but it doesn't work. All three game shows, in quotes, because What Not to Wear, again, is not a game show.
So upset.
They just give you a makeover. Like, they change your clothes. They don't, there's no winning. Anyway, like, what, anyone who goes on that show would just immediately be like, well, fuck, I'm dead.
I guess I'm just gonna die.
Yeah, I can't, there's no way out of this. There's no competition.
That's true. In order to have, like, a game show,
like stakes?
Yeah, there has to be somebody who wins and walks away.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just like, shoot.
This is just torture porn. All three of them have androids, and they are voiced by the people from the actual shows. The host of Weakest Link is the actual host of Weakest Link.
Whose name I assume is Anne.
It's Anne Robinson. Okay. She was also the host of the American version.
I remember.
They got a celebrity impersonator.
She's so mean.
She is mean. They got a celebrity impersonator, assuming they couldn't get her. And then she was like, I'll do it. And they're like, oh, well, okay. The What Not to Wear people are the What Not to Wear people, and the announcer on Big Brother is the announcer on Big Brother.
Jack fully gropes that one android.
To be fair, she smacks him on the butt first.
Good point.
Because she's like, it shows off your bum, and then smacks it. Speaking of Jack's bum, we're supposed to see his butt.
Okay, here's the thing. I swear to God that we did.
We didn't. BBC said no. That's the only note that they gave on the entire series was like, you can't do that.
You can't show ass.
This is a family show. You can't show a butt. So they filmed it, and you can see it blurred out in the confidential.
Donna Noble can say ass.
Now.
Now. Now Donna Noble can say ass, and all is right with the world.
Does she say ass, or does she say arse?
She says arse.
Jack would say ass, because he's American. He was very disappointed that they cut his butt. They did a butt cut.
They did a butt cut.
But yeah, he definitely does touch the android's boobs. Why does the android have boobs? They have different, weirdly different boobs, too.
Do they?
One's like kind of protrudy and bullet-shaped, and the other one's just round. You know what I mean?
No, I wasn't looking that hard at the robot's tits.
Why not? They were there.
I don't know.
That's all I got to say about the android. Okay, so also... Also, her name is Anne Robinson, so they make a terrible, she's the
Android
pun. So what's the is this satire? What's the point of the game shows? And like, what do you think, like, the message there is?
Are you asking me what the social commentary?
Yeah, what's the social commentary on this? What does it have to do with the serial as a whole?
I don't know. You're the one who reads TARDIS Editorium. You tell me.
I don't remember. she was mostly just like, it's not solely parody / satire. It's also... RTD just legitimately enjoys these shows, and this is what Doctor Who is now. It's a part of this culture.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like that. There is something very interesting about watching TV characters be on TV and have opinions about TV. So, like, the Doctor has that line about, like, this isn't how it's supposed to be. Television's dumb. And then he's like, mind you, they still got that one with the bear. Like, which is nice.
Oh, yeah. They go, Linda with a Y. Yeah. She goes through, lists all the shows that are on. And they're all real, except for Bear With Me. Which, that one's fake. That was the only fictional one. Bear With Me. Terrible. It's basically Big Brother, but also there's a bear there.
But there's a bear with you.
I'd watch Bear With Me. That sounds great.
Someone in the future should put that in something. Just if somebody's watching it on TV.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Speaking of Linda with a Y, Doctor lied to her, kinda. Or did he? That's debatable.
Okay, what do you want to debate about it?
He says, come with me, you'll live, basically.
Yes.
I promise you'll live. I think he even says, I promise.
He does. He does
and
promise.
She comes with him.
And she dies.
But to be fair, he tries to send her away to safety, but she refuses to go. Then again, she would have went down in the basement with everybody else who died.
He died.
So she would have been dead either way.
Yeah.
So he did. He kind of lied.
He kind of lied. To be fair, it's a promise he shouldn't have bothered making.
That's true. They were kind of hardcore setting her up to be, like, a companion. Because, like, you don't know if, like...
Are they setting her up to be a companion, or are they setting her up for Rose to be, like, who's this bitch?
Yeah, a bit of both. I mean, it could be, like, Rose doesn't make it, because you don't know. At the time, you don't know.
Oh, but, like, Rose is dead, and this is your new companion.
Yeah, or even she just gets left behind on Earth, and the Doctor takes this new companion, which is kind of shitty. But it's kind of shitty that the Doctor just does that anyway.
Right. You gotta move on. Sometimes your friends die and then you just find new friends. You just pick up new ones.
No, I mean, it's just kind of... I was
inviting them to your police box.
It's shitty that he just left her on Earth. Like, he tricked her. That's shitty.
Is it?
I don't think he did.
Or is it the best thing he's ever done?
I mean, it ultimately caused her to look into the heart of the TARDIS.
Which was fine.
Yeah. There was an alternate ending, by the way.
Was there?
So as to not give spoilers that he regenerates into David Tennant, they filmed an alternate ending. But... it got leaked, like, when the first fucking episode aired. When Rose aired that this was going to be his last season. Yeah.
Wow. What was the ending?
The alternate ending, which he's talked about they might put on a DVD at some point, but they haven't yet. The Doctor does... they don't do the kiss, and the Doctor does not get the energy. They leave in the TARDIS, and the TARDIS does a scan of her, and it says... they're, like, chatting, and the Doctor notices that the thing says status dying. So, like, she's dying. She's not dead, but she's dying.
Wild that they filmed that.
Yeah.
Like, wild that, like...
it was going to be for, like,
actors press... memorized lines and shit.
Yeah, it's like, going to be for, like, press screenings and stuff.
Ah. But it leaked day one.
Day one. And it's all... and at the time, it was that Christopher Eccleston was, like, the... it was... the schedule was... it was a lot working on it, and he wanted out, and there was some safety concerns, because... and then now it's come out, like...
didn't it was kind of a like just... shit?
Yeah, it was kind of a shitty working environment, so...
that's... such a fucking shame, because, I mean, we just started, you know, this era, and it's over, and he's such a good Doctor, and he's fantastic in this, in these two episodes. I mean, his last scene is so good.
Fantastic, even.
Fantastic. And
I really like that line, you were fantastic, and you know what? So was I.
It's so good. And, like, ugh, he just deserves another season.
Well, he's doing stuff now on Big Finish, so that's something. He, like, wouldn't do it for a long time, because trauma.
That makes me so fucking angry. Everyone be nice to Christopher Eccleston, or I'll beat you up.
But, yeah, like, I enjoy his, like, I like him in the scenes with Linda, too, because, like, he's telling her that she's sweet and everything. That's very good. When she's like, what do people think of me? And he's like, oh, you're sweet. Proper sweet. And all that stuff. It's good. I only have two more notes. One of them's a big note. One's a small note. Do you remember the two programmers? The guy and the woman. They have this weird romance throughout the episodes.
Yes.
Yeah. The female programmer played a Red Kang in the classic Doctor Who. Red Kang's her best.
How old is she?
I mean, that was in the 80s.
That's true. It was in the 80s. And the Kings are young.
Yeah. So, okay. Like 88, 89, something like that.
Yeah, but I was so one probably. In 89.
And this is like early 2000, right? So this is like, what, 40-something?
Okay. Yeah. I don't understand the concept of time.
Yeah, you know me either. Because like when we watched all Classic Who, we started in 1963. And then you're like in this like 80s. And you're like, oh, right. A lot of time has passed. We watched this in, like, 7 years. It took them, like, 40. You know?
A lot of time has passed.
Like, 20. I don't
know. It is weird when you get to, like, 80s Doctor Who and you're like, oh, shit, there's starting to be shit that I recognize.
Yeah.
And this is by far the most uncomfortable era of Doctor Who for me, personally.
Because it's new and old at the same time?
Yes, and I hate it. Where you're like, ah, this is dated. This is very of its time.
What do you mean?
And I find it unsettling.
What do you mean it's dated? Do we not still all watch Big Brother, Weakest Link, and What Not to Wear? I don't even think you could put What Not to Wear on TV anymore.
No. Oh, God, no. Do you...
Body shaming piece
of shit.
Remember, like,
the fucking swan?
Oh, yeah. Was that like a plastic surgery show or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We used to be so...
fucked up.
Gross.
I mean, we still are.
We are.
But yeah, I think you could still do Weakest Link, and they may even still be doing Big Brother. I don't know. I never paid attention.
I have no clue.
They were at least doing it in 2020, because from what I heard, like, they didn't
You're
know about COVID.
Me that.
Yeah.
That stresses me out so bad. In the event of a worldwide fucking pandemic, you break the goddamn rules. Like, come on.
Yeah, I should, like, fact check that. But...
you gotta tell them!
They got told eventually, it looks like.
Of how far into it before anyone let them know. Like,
they were the last people to know, though.
That's so wild.
But they were told it.
Because they were already locked down.
Yeah.
But they were told.
They were told, eventually.
How?
But
what is eventually? I need
I don't
to
think
kn-
they were told right away, because they're not supposed to know anything about the outside world. It was a German version.
But, like, imagine fucking World War III breaks out. And you're in the Big Brother house, and then, like, the people working the crew are just like, rules say we can't. Like, you gotta tell people this shit.
The 13 contestants currently appearing on the German version of Big Brother have not heard about the outside world since the show began filming on February 6th.
Oh, wow.
According to Deadline, four contestants who entered German Big Brother house on March 6th were instructed to not tell anyone about the outbreak.
That's so wild.
But following criticism... they announced that they would be told about the coronavirus in a live broadcast airing at 7 p.m. local time, given how serious the situation has become. Wow.
Wait, so how long was that?
It was early March. So they
okay.
started, yeah.
So it's
just
not
like mid-March.
Okay. I mean, March was like we were just fully getting, like, understanding that we were going to need to lock down. So it wasn't like we had been into the lockdowns and people were like, okay, you have to tell them.
Whoa.
What?
In past seasons of U.S. Big Brother, producers informed the final three contestants of 9/11.
Oh my God!
And that a relative of one of the contestants was among missing World
no.
Trade Center workers.
Shut up.
They didn't know that Donald Trump won the presidential election.
Oh, what bliss.
That was in a spinoff series called Big Brother, Brother, Over the Top?
This is unreal.
I didn't know there was so much Big Brother content.
This is so unreal to me.
This is a Big Brother podcast now.
I'm starting to get stressed about it. I have been not on Twitter because I've been hyperfixating.
Because you're playing Big Brother?
Because I've been...
It's called X.
I've been hyperfixating on Good Omens, which means I've been doing that instead of doom scrolling. And so, like, the other day when I was like, I had, like, seen something about... McCarthy not being speaker anymore, and it was like days after it had happened. Whereas, like, I had been doom scrolling like
constantly
every day, and the like weird, not cognitive dissonance, but that's what it felt like of being like, oh, that happened, and I didn't know about it.
I didn't tell you because I just assumed you knew.
I had no clue. I literally figured out, like, I like saw something for the first time like 3 or 4 days later. And it was just like, ah, the world does not need me to move forward. It'll just keep doing that.
Yeah, it's true.
Wild.
I can't doom scroll. I can't do it. Won't do it. So I only have one more note. You want to talk about the regeneration?
Yeah.
Go.
I feel like I already did.
Yeah, we did talk about it a little bit. New effect,
yeah.
which is now the standard effect.
The standard effect, so nice.
I think the only change we'll get is like when 11 turns into 12 and it's so fast. But other than that, it's, yeah, the
I like
sparkly
the
lights. Yeah.
I think sparkly lights is a good touch.
I miss when a white-faced zombie guy merges with the doctor and then the doctor turns into a white makeup-faced new guy, then fades into that same guy, but without the makeup on his face.
I like the part where we never fully explains what the fuck that means.
What the fuck was the Watcher? What the fuck?
He likes to watch.
He likes to watch Doctor Who. Huh. Oh, God, is that a meta thing?
Are you okay?
I don't know. Yeah, okay, so, like, where would you, how would you rank regenerations? Like, regeneration styles?
I don't know. I wouldn't even begin to know. First, I would have to establish criteria.
I mean, this is just your personal, like, okay, so we got one into two, which is, he's laying on the floor, and it's a pretty cool effect. Like, it's like...
I mean, you have to give props to one into two for being...
The first. And also, it still looks really cool.
Yes. It still, like, reads what's happening. It's not... He doesn't, like, I don't know, go behind a wall and come out the other end and he's a different person. Like, right. It establishes it. It's decent. It looks good.
Two to three we don't see. We see two going off in a little spinny vortex getting dizzy. So that one probably, I don't know if that counts.
We never saw it on screen, so I don't know for sure that they're the same guy.
That's true.
They interact seven later. Morbius doctors in between those two.
Oh, so that's where you're slotting them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Three to four was just, I think it was just a crossfade, wasn't it? Like, they were just on the floor and then they kind of just crossfaded between the two.
Yes.
Four to five, we just described over very elaborately.
We just talked about it. I mean, that one's top, right?
Maybe. Five to six was...
Five to six is so...
dramatic. Like, there's all the companions and the master swirling around him.
I like that. Every time a doctor regenerates, every companion they've ever had should become a big floating head and yell at them. Not say nice things. They should all yell.
Six to seven is Sylvester McCoy in a bad wig.
I'm obsessed with six to seven because six literally just hits his head.
Yeah.
That's it.
And it's literally just Sylvester McCoy wearing a Colin Baker hook. Oh, and
that used to be my thing, like, before I watched Classic Who for some reason, and I had just started watching Doctor Who, but I decided that knowing about Classic Who was important.
You just watched the Regen episodes?
I did, but I also just, like, memorized how they all died. Like, that was just knowledge that I had. I think I might have even done that, like, on, like, a Wikipedia dive.
Oh, yeah?
Before, like, watching them. And then I did eventually watch all the regenerations.
I mean, you definitely did. Because we did it for this podcast.
No, I mean, like, yeah. I'm saying when I, like, probably when I was watching the season of Doctor Who, the second season that we're about to get into, that's when I started doing that.
Huh.
That I was like, I'm not going to watch all this because it's too much. But I have decided I should know about it.
And then you have seven into eight, which is, like, weird, like, 90s morphing effects and kind of terrifying.
Yeah.
And then nine... And, well, we don't see...
don't know that they're the same guy.
We don't see 8 into 9. We see 8 into War Doctor.
There's Morbius Doctors in between there.
We see 8 into War Doctor, and then we see War Doctor into 9.
Oh, you're right.
So, we do eventually see that.
There's no Morbius Doctors there.
There's no.
Just the War Doctor.
Just the War Doctor. And then that's the same effect from then on out, so...
I'm a fan of the gold.
Gold? Is that top?
It's dramatic.
I still think 1's really cool. I think it's partially sold by the black and whiteness of it.
I have to ask you, though, which do you prefer? Like, an easy regeneration or a rough regeneration?
Rough.
Me too.
Also, did you know this is the first time the doctor has regenerated standing up?
Is it?
Yeah. He's been laying down every other time.
Huh.
Again, except for 2 to 3, which we didn't see. One's laying on the ground.
This will surprise you.
Yeah.
But I love a bit of regeneration sickness.
Yeah.
Having a whole episode where the doctor just gets to be like, I'll feel so good. And be an idiot.
Yeah.
Great. Good stuff.
I am honestly kind of annoyed at the next episode.
Because he just sleeps through it.
It's boring. Like, I do like the little short we're going to get.
Yeah.
Because he gets to be goofy. But yeah. The next episode, he sleeps through like 3/4 of it.
It's the Dr. Light episode.
The first one?
You can't overwhelm people with David Tennant like that.
We're doing it now. He's fucking everywhere. He really
is.
Oh, boy.
The only way he could possibly be more at the center of Tumblr fandom was if he was in an episode of Our Flag Means Death.
And somehow Supernatural. Supernatural just came back for one episode with David Tennant.
It's Crowley and Castiel in Superhell.
Wait, isn't there a Crowley on Supernatural?
There is.
Oh.
They're different.
Yeah, it's Mark Shepard.
It's like when I read a fanfic
of Good Omens and Sandman's there.
And Sandman's there, and then you're like, just don't think about death. Just don't think about...
death.
Don't think about death. Don't think about it.
They're two completely different...
They're two different concepts.
Yeah. Did they ever address that in the fanfics?
No, I mean, most of the fanfics are just like, Sandman's here now.
Yeah, but they have incompatible versions of death.
Yeah, but so they don't bring up death. It's mostly just Sandman and Lucifer sometimes.
And Lucifer is the Lucifer from Sandman.
Yeah, and that's easy enough.
Sure. Okay, but the Beelzebub. Isn't there a Beelzebub in Good Omens?
There is.
And there is in Sandman as well, and it's completely different.
But I don't talk about that. All right.
Why are we talking about Good Omens?
Because that's what I'm hyper-fixating on right now.
Maybe we'll do a Good Omens rewatch for the podcast, like, because we're watching David Tennant.
You'll rewatch season one with me?
Yeah.
Because I've been asking you to rewatch season one with me, and you go...
Yeah. We might have to work out a trade or something.
Well, like, I have to watch.
Like a season of Torchwood or Sarah Jane.
God. Let's... Why can't I get a good show?
Sarah Jane's good.
Are we done talking about?
Yeah. Do you have anything else you wanted to talk about this episode? I went through my notes. Is there anything else you wanted to discuss about this episode? Or these episodes?
No. Nothing that can't be in my final thoughts.
All right. Well, let's take a quick break and we'll be back for final thoughts.
What you gonna do, brothers and sisters, when thousands of geeky fans descend on Atlanta for 5 days and nights of the grandest con of them all? You can prepare by training, eating your vitamins, saying your prayers, and checking out the Dragon Con report each and every month leading up to the show. Watch or listen and let Dragon Con mania run wild on you!
And we're back. Tony, do you know what time it is?
Do you think if I got improv lessons,
yeah,
I'd be able to come up with a second bit?
Maybe.
Interesting.
I think it's time for Tony to take improv classes.
I'll only do it if it gets a stinger. And we get $2
million. $2 million a month.
A month and a stinger.
Okay.
That everyone sings.
That everyone sings? Okay. Like the final thoughts thing?
Yeah.
Which, speaking of, do you know what time it is?
Is it time for final thoughts?
It is. Final thoughts. I have mixed feelings about this two-parter. I honestly think the Bad Wolf stuff doesn't make any sense and it's kind of pointless. It's fine. Honestly, the episode worked without it. I will admit that it's very iconic and that's cool. I don't, like, hate it, you know? But I don't think it necessarily works. I didn't think it worked when I watched it the first time. That being said, these are fun episodes. They're not the best episodes of the season, but it's fun to see all the Daleks. It's fun to see the Dalek Emperor, which I don't think's been in the show since, like, the second Doctor in probably a missing episode. But yeah, it's, like, cool seeing this amount of Daleks, especially after we did an episode that's like, here's one Dalek, and it's the fucking worst. Uh-oh, there's 3 billion.
I do think that's a great setup.
Yeah.
Like, letting there be one and being like, this one guy is the most terrifying thing in the world for the finale. Being like, there's a bunch of them. You're so fucked.
Right. Honestly, it's like the Alien to Aliens progression, except I don't really like Aliens that much. Anyway, because it turns it from like a horror thing into an action thing, because then it's just like, gotta blow them all up. Which this kind of does, but not on the same scale, because there is a lot of like talking and trying to figure stuff out. There's like an entire episode of the Doctor just messing with wires, But yeah, I think there's a lot of good stuff. I do like the game show stuff, even though What Not to Wear is not a game show. I do enjoy all those scenes. I think they're fun and kind of, they're super cheesy and silly, but also a little terrifying. The panic and fear on their faces seem legit. Oh, speaking of Our Flag Means Death, this is kind of a side tangent. The first contestant on The Weakest Link, he's got some kind of weird alien name, but he's just this tall dude. He literally says two lines, which is like, bread. I forget what the second one is, but it's also just an answer to a question. I've seen that dude in like tons of things, including Our Flag Means Death. Mm-hmm. He was one of the ones they like capture in season one and like carry him along with them for a while. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think. But he's been in a lot of stuff. So it was very distracting to see him here. And he literally only has two lines and they're just like, bread. And whatever his other line is. The other guy, the guy that makes it to the end of The Weakest Link, he was on Jekyll as well.
Thanks for that bit of trivia. Would you like to continue your final thoughts?
Sure. Oh, you know who we didn't talk about at all, though?
What?
Jackie and Mickey.
Oh, we didn't.
They get a truck.
That seems so touching to me. It makes me cry. Jackie's the one who goes and gets the truck after trying to convince Rose, like, this is why I was saying,
emotional beats work.
Yes. But also that, like, why the doctor sending Rose back is the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because he promised to keep her safe. In the end, he sends her back, you know, to be with her family.
That scene where she tells Jackie about meeting her dad's really good, too.
It's so good. Yeah, like, that's the thing that really changes her mind from, like, no, like, he did the right thing, he kept you safe, to being like, well, this is a stupid idea, and Dad would be all for it. And Jackie's kind of like, God damn, she's right. Like, he would. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's something about, like, the love she has for him and the love she has for her daughter and the way that it all, like, mixes together. And it's so cute.
Also, like, Mickey is just straight up told, like, we're not a thing.
Oh, yeah.
And he's still like, well, I'm still going to help. And I like that, too. And he doesn't get weird about it. He could have gotten really weird about it, and he doesn't really get weird about it.
Yeah.
So that's nice, too.
He's just kind of like, well, this is what you want. Let's get it for you.
Especially, like, how Boomtown ends with him just yelling, it's always him and never me! And then this episode, I think he's like, well, that's fine.
Right.
I also just really like the line about, like, new fish restaurant opened up. Oh, really? What do they have? Fish.
Is it fish? I thought it was pizza.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It's a new pizza joint.
New pizza joint opened up. What do they sell?
Pizza. But yeah, there's a lot to like about this episode, these episodes. Some of it doesn't quite pull together well, but it's a fun finale. It's a good finale. So that's my final thoughts. What are your final thoughts?
I like the bad wolf, just because I think it would be neat to have god powers and create myself.
Sure.
And I also have this thing about naming myself. I don't know if you've noticed.
Mm-hmm. You have so many names.
I have a name or two. I like the idea of forging my own identity.
You have the most crowded driver's license I've ever seen.
I just don't let go of names. I just keep picking up more. Even, like, when you get...
When I proposed to you, I said, like, 30 of them.
I know. I didn't actually fully appreciate you saying my screen names out loud in a room full of people. I was like, I don't need that.
It's fine. When they reprinted it in the newspaper, because they quoted that bit, they got it all wrong.
Because it's all nonsense.
It is all nonsense.
At the very least, when you get confirmed, you get to pick another name.
And this is a Catholic thing.
This is a Catholic thing. And that's not on my driver's license. But I know what it is, and I know it's truly a part of my name.
How many names are you comfortable with sharing here on the podcast?
How many names?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Because people know Tony.
People know Tony. Tony's short for Antoinette.
I know Heath.
I'm toying with... Anthony, if I'm being honest. It still shortens to Tony.
Yeah.
But I like it.
Is your mate? I feel like your maiden name's probably been said. I don't remember.
It's Becknell. There, now it's been said.
I know for a certain we've said that your middle name is Josephine, because it's the same name as me.
Yes. And then my conference name was Therese, and that's just because my grandma's name is Josephine Therese. I thought they sounded pretty together. I don't even know who St. Therese is. That's how you're supposed to pick it.
Your magic thighs, the roller derby.
Magic thighs, occasionally the pip.
Forward power.
Forward power. Nobody calls me forward power.
No, but
though.
That's like your social media handle.
That's my
FWD,
handle.
FWD, PWR.
I just thought maybe if I like went from blocking to jamming that I would have forward power be like my derby name. But the problem with forward power is that there's no good shortening of it the way that there is. Like magic thighs. Nobody calls me magic thighs on the track. They call me magic. Yeah. Forward power.
They just call you Ward.
Yeah, they would.
It's just terrible. But yeah, people call you magic. I don't know why they don't call you thighs.
Anyway, the idea of naming myself and having time powers, highly appealing. So I like the Bad Wolf.
Can I name the other two that I mentioned in the proposal?
No.
It's literally on YouTube. You can find it.
Well, then do the work. So
I just want to say one of them's...
That's the one I didn't want you to share.
Oh, I thought you didn't want me to share.
Why are you putting my screen names on blast like this?
What do you mean?
You're going to have to edit this.
They're literally in the YouTube video.
Just bleep them.
Okay, sure. Okay. I'm not doing it for the Patreon video.
Oh my god. Those things are tied to things.
Are they? They don't know that. They're all gone now.
Content floating around.
You have to delete that shit. That's what I did.
Anyway...
what was your live journal?
I'm not saying. God, do you know what's all over my live journal?
What?
It's just us flirting.
Oh, yeah, that's
it's
true.
It's so bad. It's truly bad.
I was rolling flak Pfizer on live journal.
Okay. Anyway.
All that's on there is terrible surveys that I did.
And we are flirting in the comments of each other's posts all the time. I, like, looked at it, and I cringed so hard I had to close it.
Sorry, finish your final thoughts. We've been talking about names for 30 minutes.
I just wanted to say that I liked the Bad Wolf, okay?
That's literally all you've said.
That's all I've said, because you've been harassing me. You've been harassing me about my identity for 20 minutes. I don't know. Now I'm exhausted. Now I'm tired.
I'm tired, too, and I want to get chocolate.
I want to get ice cream. I like them. And I'm terribly, I like these two episodes. I think I like the parting of
the ways
more than I like the long game.
Bad Wolf.
Fine. I think it's a good send-off for Eccleston. I terribly wish that he had more time. I wish that making this season didn't suck so badly for him. Makes me a little angry to think about.
Good for him for getting out, though.
Yeah, 100%. That's it. Those are my final thoughts. I really want to go get some chocolate.
That's fine. I mean, we'll have more thoughts on Eccleston later anyway. If you like this episode of the podcast, check out more on WatchYourRassalon.com. You can also find our podcast, our Patreon, and more at Linktree/Watchathon. And be sure to donate $2 million a month to get Tony to do improv classes. And we will record them. You will see Tony learn the art of improv. I also want to say we're only at $11 a month away from guaranteed monthly bonus episodes, so...
Trick your friends into doing it.
Yeah, I think we may be in legally, morally dubious territory there by saying that, but yeah.
That's fine.
All right.
Legal or moral?
Yes.
It's an important distinction.
I think both.
If it's just a little ethically dubious...
To tell people to trick people into giving us money?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's like a pyramid scheme or something.
Well, I didn't say trick your friend into buying oils or something.
Tupperware. Anyway, I also want to give a special shout out to Vince and EL for providing us with our amazing theme song.
Thank you, Vince.
Check out more of their music at vinceandel.bandcamp.com. And tune in next time when we take a look back at the Ninth Doctor and his entire era. And we rank the episodes and all that. Good stuff that we do after the end of every Doctor. But until next time, keep calm and wrestle on.
Goodbye, and I love you in a platonic, parasocial way.
No, I'm stuck in a bowl of mayonnaise!
That's such a long callback. No one remembers what that's to.
I'm playing the long game.
I am the Bad Wolf. I create myself. Before I go, I just want to tell you, you were fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. And you know what? So was I.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping for the TeePublic store, which can all be found at www.esonetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.